Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovec on Bloomberg Radio.
So we had Thirsty Thursday, now we have Friday, soon wrapping up the week. To help us do some, that's just shaking at me. Thank you, Sarah Livesey. Here to help us and stopping by our Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studio is the founder of Pangea Estates, Travis Braithwaite. He is here in our studio. It's like I was drinking already. Sorry about that. Travis, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I am thinking you would be a great diplomat because considering this wine that you guys have created, you've brought together wineries, right, in the U.S., France, Spain, South Africa, and Argentina.
Yep, that's it.
Tell us how you did this and why you did it.
So curiosity actually got the best of me. I'd been working in the wine industry for quite some time, and I sort of thought to myself, you know, globalization had hit many industries around the world, and the wine industry had kind of still been a little bit stuck in its traditions and its original theories and ideas. And it was an industry that I saw could do with a bit of a shakeup. And I thought to myself, what would a wine taste like in a blend, like a Bordeaux-style blend, if right. every variety in the world was grown in the location, the terroir, where the grape could ripen its best, in essence, giving you the best expression of that variety? What would that wine taste like? No one had ever tried it. No one had ever seen it. No one had even contemplated putting it together. And the curiosity kind of sparked in me, and I started looking at the idea. And then one year, I just couldn't take it anymore. It was just eating away at me too much. So I jumped in a plane, took 2 years off, traveled, tasted grapes in different vineyards.
Okay, first of all, there's a million wine. People just being like, wait a minute, what? Took 2 years off and just jumped in a plane. Well, but that's another story for another day.
You have to dedicate time to do these sort of things. If you're going to change something, you've got to really put in the effort. I wanted to make sure that I was in the right place, that I'd done the right research, I'd seen the right things. Sitting in my hotel room, playing around with wine and trying ideas and looking at different ways to do this.
So keep going. So, like, did you approach wineries and was it like,
so I approached
what do you
different grape growers, because the intention, you can't make good wine without good grapes. So the idea for me was a grape, when it has the right opportunity to ripen in full, it expresses itself the best as that variety. So what I did is I did some research, and I was like, where do each of these varieties, because your Bordeaux blend is Cab, Merlot, Cabernet Franc, Malbec, and Petit Verdot.
Right.
I was like, where do the best of each of these varieties come from? Who makes them the best? So that's where I traveled to have a look and see and try and sort of experiment and play through. So I wanted to try something that made sense, because the blend was made everywhere in the world. Everywhere in the world, someone makes
and
a five.
By the way, this is what I've always been in love with the idea of Pangea, which is, I don't know how many hundred million years ago, when all of the land masses on Earth that are now separate were one, right? And then they started being pushed. That's why I love the idea of this wine, because you bring together all of these diverse land masses in one bottle.
So that was the theory. At one point, every single grape-growing region in the world was in the same place, technically. You know, obviously, it was adjusted slightly differently and more north and south, but it all split apart through a catastrophic, crazy event. You know, the plate shifted and everything moved. And then grapes, and the label kind of expresses that, grapes were smuggled and vines were smuggled around the world. So the ocean played a massive role in the breaking up of Pangea, but also how the grapes then moved back to these locations from a central sort of point. So vines were smuggled, things were moved around the world, things were planted. It was like a wild west of the time, basically, you know. And for me, it was important to have a look at this concept and say, you know, everyone talks about what terroir is. And this wine is 5 terroirs in one bottle. So it's an expression of a blend that
everyone
understands.
What is terroir?
Terroir is the location where a grape is grown. So your soil, your climate, your unique climate that a grape is grown in. So in France, you know, Bordeaux is a specific terroir, which grows Bordeaux varietals. Napa Valley is a terroir that grows Cabernet. So for me, it was important to stick to the tradition of what the blend is, because it's the most noble of the blends, but see what it would taste like in a different way.
Well, speaking of taste...
Oh, let me get the last bit.
Oh, Carol.
I told you.
Carol just tried to uncork a $500 bottle of wine, and she broke the cork. Now, I don't think that should be a problem.
I think I need to get you guys another opener for the show. Do you want me to pull it?
Oh, my God.
I don't think it should be a problem because Travis...
Yes, pull it. There.
Yes, Travis saves the day.
Oh, my God. I was so... Here, okay, but I can't pour it. So you keep talking, and I'll pour, but...
I'm glad you're pouring, because she's not great at getting corks out of bottles, but she's very good at pouring them.
Oh, yeah. Here's your pour.
Big glasses.
That's what you're getting.
Yeah. I quit drinking last year, and since I started doing this show, I've been drunk every night.
I'm only going to give you a little bit.
So this wine is pretty interesting in a sense as well, that it's the idea behind the style of the wine was something with elegance, finesse, structure, power, ageability. I really wanted to make a wine that was not... As a lot of people would think with this wine, they thought it would just be an over-extracted fruit bomb. You know, something very much...
Saving some for our team.
Perfect. Crowd-pleasing. But I wanted to create something that was true to the tradition of the Bordeaux blend. Bordeaux blends age better than any other wine in the world. And I wanted to create something that was going to outlive me by years. And the age of...
Where are you actually from, by the way?
So I grew up in South Africa. So I grew up in Stellenbosch and live between Cape Town, London, and the States at the moment.
How tough was it, though, figuring out the blend? Like, how much playing did you do?
It was not easy at all. And hence, my business partner, who is in on the project now, is the world's greatest wine blender, Michelle Rilon.
Yeah.
Michelle has been responsible for pretty much every great wine on the planet for the last... you know, 40 years. He works with some great names. He does a lot of blending. And he's the only person who I could think of who knew every region of this world and had made wine there and knew it well.
Did you know that you're going to have to lean heavy cab?
No. So the original concept was make the varieties in each country and the blend dictates how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So the first vintage is Cabernet dominant. The second vintage is Merlot dominant.
Interesting.
Then we go back to Cabernet.
I love it.
And then in 18, it's Malbec dominant.
You play around with it.
Yeah. The idea is the same as any great estate in the world. We make the best wine that we can. The only difference is we have 5 different terroirs and climate issues to deal with every year. We harvest all year.
That's what when I was reading about you, I was thinking, okay, this is climate change and you guys are adapting to it. Is that fair to some extent, or is that an influence?
Not really so much for this project.
Okay.
Because this is very traditional. So if you look at the regions we're in, 3 of the oldest in the world and 2 of the newer. So it's regions that have been growing these grapes for a very long time. It's not like a new thing in this region.
Okay.
So for us...
But the ability to kind of adapt, depending on maybe how things move.
Well, that's where the future of this concept of this trend of wine is. People who love wine, why would you not want to try this? Why would you not want to be able to add a variety to your blend that will be stronger than the country you actually live in and have your cellar in?
I'm going to get yelled at by Matt's wife because it's like...
as someone who doesn't drink wine, I totally agree with you.
Do you not drink wine?
I mean, I love wine and I like to drink copious amounts of it, but I don't really know anything about it.
This is okay. Lovely. First of all, the legs are gorgeous, like as you look at it.
This is a massive wine. I mean, I would recommend to consumers who buy it, if they're going to drink it now, you need to decant this for about 8 hours, 5 to 8 hours.
Wow.
If you have double decanting abilities.
So we're not even getting the full feel of it.
If you drink this now over the next hour, you'll see how it develops, how the tannins kind of drop off, the fruit comes into play, the acidity rounds off. It's a wine that really evolves in the glass. And that's been a thing that has really shocked a lot of people because they expected it to sort of be not as complicated as it is. But it truly is it's a complicated monster, this wine.
You're direct-to-consumer.
Yes, we mainly do direct-to-consumer.
Is it only available by invite? Is that true?
Yes, yeah. So we.
So how do we get an invitation?
So you go onto our website, pangeraestates.com, you sign up there. And we then allocate you to the allocation list as our volumes increase.
How many bottles have you done?
In the first vintage, we only did 2,600 for the consuming market.
Okay.
So very small production. We have the ability to grow, but my theory behind it was, you know, this is a new project. It's something interesting. Wanted to see what the wine tasted like first. So jumped in the deep end, made it, and realized it actually surpassed expectations.
Yeah, Travis, it tastes pretty good.
My God, it's delicious. Yeah, it's so good. I mean,
thank you.
It's interesting, yeah.
And
it's
I just want to leave my nose in the glass, you know, and just continue work like this.
And this is the guy. Just got about 20 seconds.
Go. So if you think about it, this wine is truly unique in a sense that very few people on the planet have actually tasted this. So you guys are some of the first. And that every variety is in a competition for hierarchy and to be better. So it's so complicated, so nuanced, it's so interesting. So for a wine lover, this is a truly unique product.
Let us know how it's going, because we'd love to talk more about it in the future. Cool. Travis Braithwaite, he is the founder of Pangea Estates, joining us here in studio, making our Frye.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Success. It's discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. It's what Stiefel's been doing for over 130 years. And it's why Stiefel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management and investment banking firms in the industry. Stiefel. It's where success meets success. Start your journey at Stiefel.com. That's STIEFEL.com.
Stiefel Nicholas and Company Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE.